In 1977, Casio released the F100 digital watch, a simple LCD watch that was the first all-resin watch by Casio. This is extremely significant as a few years later in 1983, Casio would release the first ever G-Shock, also made entirely from resin. And as we all know, what a success story that has become. And there's even more interesting history to the Casio F100. It's also a movie watch worn by American actress Sigourney Weaver, who played Ellen Ripley in the 1979 blockbuster movie Alien, directed by Ridley Scott. As part of the Casio vintage lineup in 2021, Casio released the A100, a modern updated homage to the F100. The A100 models are currently available in four iron plated colors of gold, silver, and the gunmetal gray version that I have with me here today. And there is also a special edition Pac-Man version for those old enough to remember playing the world's first blockbuster video arcade game. The Casio A100 WEGG that we are looking at today has this very cool mirrored finished rectangular resin case in gunmetal grey with a faceted bezel. The watch does indeed feel quite futuristic and spaceship like, with matching gunmetal grey steel linked bracelet and control panel layout of four color coded buttons on the front of the watch. These four buttons provide useful features of alarm, stopwatch, and a nice LED backlight. Pressing and holding the green button shows you the month, date, and day. The negative LCD display on this model can be a little tricky to see at certain angles, but certainly adds to the cool aesthetics of this watch. The watch case dimensions are 32.7mm wide by 40.7mm in length and 9.2mm thick, weighing almost nothing at just 53 grams, including the stainless steel bracelet. I find it interesting to look back at some of the advertisements from the late 70s for the F100 Casio watch, with statements like "Casio, builders of time machines," and thinking about how it was the chosen watch for Ellen Ripley in the Alien movie, set in the year 2122. Clearly, Casio believed the rectangular shape watch as a watch design of the future, and how ironic that 36 years later, in 2015, Apple released the first Apple Watch, also in a rectangular case shape and very similar proportions in size to the original Casio F100. The modern updated Casio A100WE has a resin glass, so you'll definitely need some poly watch with this one, as the plastic resin display will easily scratch if you are not super careful. The bracelet is an all stainless steel construction with an easy slide adjustment clasp that you can adjust at home. A great feature, especially if you're giving this watch to someone as a gift. Snap-on stainless steel case back. The watch has some level of water resistance for occasionally getting caught in the rain and hand washing and splashing, but certainly not for swimming or taking into the shower or bath. CR1616 battery inside gives approximately 3 years service, and time accuracy is plus or minus 30 seconds per month. Priced at $75 for the very cool gunmetal grey version that I have, I think the Casio A100WE models offer very cool watch history and fun at an affordable price. A nice addition to any watch collection, especially if, like me, you were captivated by Sigourney Weaver's role as Ellen Ripley in the original Alien movie. Links in the description below to where I bought the Casio A100WE in gunmetal grey at the lowest price. Do check it out. Let me know in the comments what you think about the Casio A100 homage to the original F100. I love talking watches with my audience, and I will always reply. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter, and it'd be great to connect with you there as well. And for my own wristwatch check today, I'm wearing my much loved Corgut Seamaster 300 homage on stainless steel bracelet. Absolutely love this watch. Fantastic value for money. Sapphire crystal, ceramic bezel, beautiful watch. Great value, under $150. I've done a full review on this watch. Put a link in the description below if you want to check it out. Have a great day, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Cool Watch Reviews. Bye for now.